Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks.
Escucha bien lo que te digo.
Alex Alvear is one of the mainstays of the Boston Latino music scene. He's a composer, a bassist, and the voice that leads the big, boisterous band Mango Blue. You're listening to a track called Immigrant Nation. And if you want more, Mango Blue will be playing at Regatta Bar in Cambridge this weekend. Alvear dropped by our studios to talk about his Pan-American fusion group, and as you can hear, the music is so infectious, I had a hard time sitting still. But when I finally settled down, we started our conversation with the simple question, what is Mango Blue?
Well, Mango Blue, I call it a big salad bowl where I throw a lot of musical styles that have been part of my musical upbringing, so to speak. Afro-Cuban folklore and Afro-Cuban popular music, Puerto Rican music, Dominican music, a lot of salsa, really a lot, and some funk and some Latin jazz. And this pretty much brings everything together.
It's an immigrant nation.
So that track is from back in 2002.
Yeah.
For those of us who don't speak Spanish, what's the Spanish portion singing about?
It pretty much says, listen to what I have to say. I came here just as your ancestors did. You know, I'm just trying to find an opportunity. And it's more of a call for, you know, depolarize the views on immigration, because it's so much easier to just sit down on one side and point the finger rather than understanding that everybody's been an immigrant here, and that's pretty much it. It's my turn now.
So don't you put the blame on me. No.
Well, on that note, let me ask you, I mean, when it all comes together and you're playing it, is this Latin music or is it really actually American music?
I want to call it Pan-American just because it has elements from so many different places. However, I have to recognize the African root in the whole thing, because funk, jazz, blues, everything has a common root in Africa. So if we were going to get technical, I would call it Afro-Pan-American music.
Let's listen to a little more. This is another track from Mango Blue. It's called Babalu Aye.
Una mano se extiende rasgando el aire con su quejido. Solo encuentra una mueca triste y una mirada llena de olvido. Una voz que busca refugio en la palidez de la indiferencia. Canción de un coro de millones que suena, pero nadie escucha que suena. Pero nadie escucha que suena y nadie escucha.
So tell us a little bit about this song.
Well, musically, it brings together Afro-Cuban and Andean flavors. And this song lyrically speaks a bit about human misery and how we just, you know, look the other way and keep on going.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's kind of, you know, this is a huge, huge, you know, chorus of many voices that everybody listens, but nobody really hears. And musically, it brings in later on a Santeria chant to Babalu Aye, who's one of the many deities of the Santeria religion.
Well, Alex, if we could, let's backtrack a little bit. You've been in the Boston area for quite some time, but
long
you were
time.
You were born and raised in Ecuador.
Yes.
But then when you were 24, something happened to you. What happened?
Well, it was during the time of the government of León Febres Cordero, infamous extreme right wing, not a good guy. And during that time, there were a lot of disappearances, and I was kidnapped by the secret police. To make a long story short, instead of catching me at 4 a.m. in the morning when I was coming back alone in a very quiet neighborhood where I used to live, they caught me in a corner. Imagine, the busiest corner in the city at noontime. So everybody knew what happened. So as soon as they took me away, phone calls started happening. Everybody was calling each other. And by the evening, I got out. So I'm really lucky. I just have to say it's one of the most horrifying experiences. And I can't even imagine how it can be for a person that goes through torture and that, it really boggles my mind just to even think about it, having been there that close.
And so is that what caused you to have to leave Ecuador?
That was a kick in the butt, yes. I had planned to come here and study. I wanted to study at Berklee College of Music, but I was still saving money, and it was kind of an open deadline. But this was, one-way ticket to the States.
One-way ticket.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let me ask you about, you said you wanted to come to Berklee, the Berklee College of Music. Mm-hmm. And when you did, if I remember correctly, you were working as a waiter mm-hmm. and then enrolled at Berklee. So what was that first year like?
It was pretty amazing experience. All of a sudden, in the matter of a week and a half or 2 weeks, I'm wearing a horrible yellow apron with a stupid hat and mopping floors at a fast food place in a mall. And it was really a humbling experience and just puts things completely in a different perspective. By the way, I was the worst waiter in the history of waiting. I would forget stuff and drop stuff all the time. But anyway, it took me about a year to finally get to Berklee.
So this is really interesting because now it makes me understand better what you're singing about in, say, Immigrant Blues, because that's an experience that you yourself have lived in coming to mm-hmm. Boston, to the United States.
Exactly.
How has native Ecuadorian music factored into what you're doing now?
Well, the project called Ecuatorial is a musical recording that I did a couple years ago that pretty much features most compositions of mine in different styles of traditional Ecuadorian music. Again, with my own twist, trying to find my own. I didn't want to do a traditional album because I'm not a folklorist or a traditionalist. I take that influence, it nurtures me, and I try to come up with something different.
Well, we actually have some music from that Ecuatorial project. This is Ausencia.
En el glacial abismo de mi quebranto, busco la paz de tu piel, la luz de tu ser. Pinto con tus recuerdos una canción, un himno de añoranza del corazón.
So what are you singing about here?
Ausencia means absence. The song really talks about longing and distance and the pain of being away from who you love. It actually also can be applied to being away from your home.
It's so interesting to me that you've spent a lot of time sort of reimagining and reinterpreting traditional Ecuadorian music, because I read elsewhere that when you were growing up, you really hated the traditional stuff.
Well, unfortunately, I grew up not appreciating Ecuadorian music. All I wanted to do is, be a rocker, and everything that we would hear in the radio, see on TV, was American culture. My early 20s brought me closer to this complete universe that was right in my nose, and I didn't even see it, and I didn't acknowledge it until then, and that changed everything.
Yo sé que la distancia es como un puñal que sin piedad destila su mal. y envenena con su hiel. No habrá.
The sort of simple purity of this music, it's so lovely, but it's also so dramatically different from big, boisterous sound of Mango Blue.
It's totally a different dimension. In Mango Blue, I'm yelling a lot and like belting and really in your face.
Well, before I let you go, I have to ask you about the Latin music scene here in Boston. I mean, you've been around since the very early 90s.
Yeah.
How would you say that the Latin music scene has evolved here?
Well, the Boston scene is a tough scene, I have to admit it. There is no Latin club where there's live music weekly or daily. Just to put it out there, back when I came to Boston, I fell in love with the city because there was a lot of street music. I remember getting off the T at the convention center and walking down Newbury Street, and there were musicians playing every other block. There were so many clubs here. People really supported live music. And people would go to a place not because who's playing, but because this place has a reputation of bringing excellent music. So it's not an easy feat, you know, and I'm one of the luckiest that have been around for so long.
Alex Alvear, it's been so wonderful speaking with you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, man. Pleasure to be here.
We'll go out on one more track from Mango Blue. This is Amor y Energía. Alex Alvear is the founder of Mango Blue. The band will perform at Regatta Bar in Cambridge this Saturday night. More details and some video of the big Pan-American band performing, all at our website, radioboston.org. Well, that's it for today. But before we go, about all this warm weather we've been having, we got this tweet from Sunflower75. She says, I wish we'd been able to stay in Dewey Square. Hashtag Occupy Boston.
Tomorrow on the show, since they first met at the Alabama Institute for the Negro Blind in 1939, they've been delivering potent and impassioned renditions of gospel song. The Blind Boys of Alabama, tomorrow on Radio Boston.
Our show is produced by WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at Boston.com. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And stay tuned for All Things Considered and further coverage of today's verdicts in the Mattapan murder trial. I'm Anthony Brooks.
Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.